Yeah, and how you doing? How's your week been? Mine has been as Lagosian. My week has been traffic filled. But we thank God. If you're Lagosian, you know what I'm talking about. So guys, what are we talking about today? If you follow my social media account, you would know our gist for today. So we're talking about the fruit you can eat or lick outside and why you can't eat or lick it outside. So trust me, I'll start with the comments, and I got a lot of comments, but I'll just take a few, and those that were very hilarious. Okay, so somebody said, mango, it did mess my old age up. Like, then it's second fruit was banana because I took it determined. So you can't eat banana outside because his mind is dirty. That's nice. Okay, then another person said orange, and I was like, why? Like orange? Then person said, I hate not being able to eat every part, like, of it. I can't imagine that. No, most times I just let go, like, after taking out juice, just, like, big girl now. You know, when you're outside eating chicken at a party, you just try to cut out the flesh part and leave the bone. But when you're inside, I think I'll keep quiet at this point. So another person said mango and pineapple. And, okay, fine, I can still understand mango, but why pineapple? And she was like, flies. I think so, but mango too, I don't really know. So I asked another person again, the person replied me saying watermelon, and I was like, auntie, why? And she was like, it's been dripping on my clothes. Oh my gosh, she said, especially when you're crying with your crush, like, the watermelon should be dripping on your clothes. Then another person said, almost all fruits, but mango is the top of the list, man. Mango requires premium privacy. Mango requires a premium privacy. I agree. Like, please. Mango can be very funny. Then finally, this is very hilarious. The person said mango again. I don't know why everybody has an issue with mango, and everybody loves mango. So the person said, I chew and lick everything, like every single part. Now I know why she can't eat that outside. Or he or she can't even try it outside, like when you eat the whole, everything, like everything. I can't imagine. Okay, for me, I'll go for mango and agbalumo. Mango because I don't know how to eat the back of the mango, so I try to peel off all the back off. I peel everything off, then eat my mango, then throw the rest away. That is one of the reasons why I can't eat mango outside. I can't come and disgrace myself. I can't come and disgrace my generation, please. So my agbalumo, yeah, I still was gonna tell you the story. So why I can't eat or lick agbalumo outside? While I was in junior school, I loved agbalumo. And back then, I always lick the water and suck out the seed, if you know what I'm saying. Like, if you're really a fan of agbalumo, you understand what I'm saying. And there was a song we used to sing, then press it on the table, roll it, then hit it on the table. This is how it goes. Agbalumo dun dun, omo balufem. Agbalumo dun dun, omo balufem. For those that don't understand, you guys, agbalumo, please be sweet, be sweet. Is the king's daughter that wants to take it. They may believe, or I don't know if it's a superstition. No, it should be a superstition. The agbalumo all of a sudden becomes sweet. Like, is that true? Oh, I don't know. So, we would press it on the table, blah, blah, blah. So, on this fateful day, I don't know what got into me. I don't know why I did that. I just bought an agbalumo and I opened it, like, divided it into two. And after licking, like, two seeds, guess what? Guess what happened, though? I saw maggots. Like, I saw maggots inside my agbalumo. God, I tried vomiting. I tried everything. My God, I tried my very best to let it out, but I stayed though. And then since then, I stopped taking it till like recently. That was like 2 months ago. I had a phobia for it because guys, like, I imagined me taking the maggot, even though the one I saw was still inside. Like, all this while I've been licking it, what's the assurance that I've not licked? Oh God, well, maggot. So recently, I just tried it again. Agbalumba is very sweet, trust me, especially if it's those that are very sweet. The ones that are very sweet, rather. So what I do now is, nobody should laugh. I divide it into two. After rinsing the out part like very well, then I divide it into two, rinse the seed one by one. Yeah, don't blame me. Once bitten, twice shy. So one by one. So that's why I can't even try and lick it outside. I want to start squeezing myself and start licking, rinsing everything with water and before I start licking it. So that's my my story, or the story I have behind licking Agbalumba outside. So thank you very much for listening to this episode on The Gist with Temi Day. Many more coming your way. So see you. Bye.